The predisposing factors remains the same as we discussed in acne vulgaris, that is elevated levels of testosterone, which may occur either physiologically at puberty or may occur iatrogenically. In those patients who are receiving high dose of testosterone as a treatment, for example, in excessively tall stature patients, in Klinefelter's and Marfan syndrome. Second important predisposing factor is anabolic androgenic steroids, which lead to hypertrophy of sebaceous glands and hence increased sebum production, which ultimately results in an increased density of P-acnes. Then in certain patients, we have seen that the use of isotretinoin can also triggers the initiation of this disease. For example, we have started isotretinoin in some patients with mild cystic acne, and they develop ulceronecrotic lesion after an average period of 3 weeks of isotretinoin at a dose of 0.5 to 1 mg per kg per day. The hypothesis to this explains that it occurs due to the fragility of the pilosebaceous duct epithelium caused by the isotretinoin, which allows significant exposure of the P. acnes antigens and to the chemoattractants, and hence the triggering of the immune system. Certain other infectious agents like viral infections may also triggers the release of inflammatory cytokines, which ultimately triggers the autoimmune mechanism, leading to the development of acne lesions and acne fulminans. Genetics or hereditary factors may also play an important role.